We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN. Yeah!
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out on a Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We did as sports fans. Hope you did too. We are talking about everything between Tiger Woods and the Game of Thrones and everything else in between. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete, this weekend was just, listen, you and I are sports fans. We do this for a living. That, I was captivated. You talk about a tradition like no other. I was captivated almost like no other thing I can remember throughout the entire weekend, but especially Sunday with the early start time and Tiger Woods. It was incredible.
What he and before I respond, let me just read to you. One of the Facebook texts that we got, Freddie says, remember Tiger Woods did steroids and fooled around with his wife. He's still a cheater and steroid user, and everyone praises him today, bunch of BS. Okay, I get it. 239 says, what you're missing about Tiger is the incredible deception. He lied for years to everyone who knew, not just the infidelity. You can never trust him again. Now we're supposed to love him for a sports comeback. Look, we get all of that. I understand all of that. And there's a lot of people that share your same, both you guys, Freddie and 239. I understand all that. However, I bet you watched. I bet you got caught up in the moment. You may not have. I could be wrong.
Did about a 20 share.
But I think
CBS.
a lot of people who are even casual fans or hated Tiger, everything that you say, I'm not saying you're not disagreeing with anything what you said. I get it. But there is nobody on the planet that can captivate an audience than Tiger, what he has done. And I'm telling you, people who hated him, don't give a damn, in secret, they're watching, even if for nothing else, rooting against him. But they're watching, and they would not do that for any other player with the same set of circumstances before and after. I'm sorry. There's something, I want to say, magical about the guy. It's nuts.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring in a lot of ways.
It was inspiring the way he just basically gave up his life to be number one in the world. Then his world came crashing down through many things that were his fault.
Yes.
Personal life.
We all acknowledge that.
The back surgeries mixed in there and was done. Rock bottom done. Mm-hmm. And to watch him come back and do that 14 years later and then have it superimposed with the shot from 22 years ago, his first Masters win, of him coming off and hugging his dad, Earl, who basically started him on golf, who's now passed away, and to see him almost in the exact same spot off of 18, now hug his kid. I mean, it was awesome, and it was a great human moment. It choked me up. It choked everybody up.
That takes a lot to choke you up.
It does.
I get
I'm stoic.
I cried a serial
commercial. I'm a rock.
But yeah.
And then Sarah Spain writes her piece, which she's entitled to, but she's tired of being called non-human because she did not tear up.
Yeah, and she
because she holds his past against him.
She does. Yeah, but she just, I think she gets it. I think she watched, and I think she was happy for him in her own way. But don't tell her and many others, like the guys I just read the text about, that don't tell me to be emotional and to shed a tear, or I'm a bad person. Right. And I totally respect that. I get it. I'm just saying, for me, the whole experience, I told you about missing my dad very much during this time, watching the Masters with him, the whole thing, because he was a big Tiger fan, and even maybe when he was alive, he didn't approve of things that was going. We get all of that stuff. I get it. But it still does not take away, and will never take away, the moment that I experienced over the weekend. It just won't.
If you want to be critical of something, be critical of that Game of Thrones garbage I had to watch last night as homework for the show.
You.
Oh my
Don't
God, it was
dare.
So bored.
It was not, because you didn't understand it, because you didn't watch
it. I did
any
understand it.
You
I told you
one
earlier.
Episode. You watched
I,
one
I,
episode.
I've now watched two. Episode 1, season 7, and 8. And I have a college degree. I can figure out what's going on.
No, you can't. Not unless you
Jon
watch.
Jon Snow is the leader of everybody. No. Yeah, okay, fine.
If you don't watch season one, episode one, even if you just watch that, you would have a much clearer understanding of what happened last night. But since you don't want to take the time.
I needed caffeine to stay awake. Good God. I mean, the episodes of Lost, the plot moved faster than this.
Wrong.
It took an hour and 5 minutes just to basically say all the blue-eyed dead people are coming.
There were so many intriguing things that happened in that series. That's the table setters. It was like watching a baseball game in first and second. Get on. Not as slow as a baseball game. But that's what it was. It's setting up for what's about to happen, which is going to be nothing but awesomeness.
You and Chris built this up for 2 years, and I was disappointed.
Well, I don't know how you didn't know the reaction of John and the dragon riding the dragon, Arya and the Hound, the reaction there. The fact that Jaime Lannister at the end with Bran, the three-eyed raven. What a moment that was. And how about Sam being told by Daenerys that she killed his father and brother? Just amazing.
I wish I could read some of these texts on the air, but I can't. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Tiger, The Masters, Game of Thrones. It's all on the big board right now. Let's go to Josh in Estero. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up?
Hey, Josh.
Craig, you were completely wrong about the Game of Thrones, by
how?
The way.
How?
Yes. Tell him, Josh.
How?
Tell him.
Everybody that has been waiting to see each other saw each other last
Yes.
night.
What does that mean?
He doesn't, because he hasn't watched season one, episode one, Josh, so he doesn't understand. He doesn't
Theon
get it.
Coming back to save his sister.
Oh, that's another. I didn't bring up that scene. That's another great one.
That was riveting, guys.
And then how about Cersei making Bronn take the crossbow that Tyrion killed their father with to go kill him and Jaime?
It was fantastic.
Listen, Cersei's only concerned with elephants. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
She's going to die.
It makes she's going to die hard. She's going to you think a dragon going to burn
she's going to get pregnant first with that one weird dude, the cocky arrogant guy.
She's pregnant already with her brother again.
She's already pregnant.
She's already pregnant with her brother. We assume it's her brother.
All right,
again.
Then cocky arrogant guy's going to think it's his kid.
If you had known what happened, you don't know what happened to their first son.
What happened to his son?
Craig has
poisoned.
He's going to sit there and blame Euron. So they're going to say it's Euron's baby now.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But
it's all just Josh. Are you there? What happened? Josh, it sounded like you clicked out. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's one step above. It's Dungeons and Dragons on TV.
It's so ridiculous.
It's
so insulting.
It's a big nerd fest.
So insulting that you say that. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. He won't go back and put the time in. He'll prep for the show, but he won't prep for Game of Thrones, which is just as important. It's crazy.
All right, guys.
All right,
Josh, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Steve in Lehigh. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
What's happening?
I was watching Tiger Saturday and Sunday, and the old lady kept saying she's not a fan. And I said, you know what? I don't watch golf that much, but it's an amazing story.
Yeah.
I tried to explain it to her. We're from Chicago. I am a White Sox fan through and through. But when the Cubs won the World Series, that brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
The story alone, 108 years, it was unreal. And she kind of got it then. But I also explained it to her. She's a Pats fan. I said, all right, I'm not a Patriots fan. But they've won how many titles in how many years? You've got to respect that. The story alone, not just the games played, but the meaning of it all.
Yes.
There's a lot behind it than just a game.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's the rise and the fall that makes it, in addition to the fact that he's the most incredible golfer we've ever seen on earth. Putting it all together, and it's incredible.
And I'm more excited for the Game of Thrones Oreos than the actual show. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Now, well, are you a regular, or do you watch it?
I watch it on the side. The old lady just started watching. She's up halfway through season three. I'm kind of paying attention. So I wasn't really paying
Steve,
too much
you can't kind of pay. Steve, it's not the show you can kind of pay attention to. In fact, I recommend you use closed caption. Well, seriously, while you're watching.
Who wants to work
There's
that
a lot
hard?
Of background noise that you miss if you don't have CC on. There is.
Very true. Yes. Yeah. There's a bit of a language barrier.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that English accent is.
No, it's not English accent. It's Dothraki. It's peaking Dothraki. And...
All right, Steve, appreciate the phone call.
Gentlemen.
Thanks,
let's see, 941. Finally, Craig said it. I've said it too. It's Dungeons and Dragons. It sucks.
It's not Dungeons and Dragons. And for the record, Dungeons and Dragons didn't suck either. Even the cartoon that was on in the mid 80s.
Only nerds played it, though. Right?
What? What?
Nerds. Nerds.
So what? I was an athlete and a nerd, so I'm both.
Impossible.
Not impossible. True. I was well-rounded. I didn't judge people by their skin color or their clothes or what sport they played or didn't play or what they had for lunch or what TV show they watched or what game they played. And yes, D&D games would go on for days sometimes. Days.
Teacher Jim said in other news, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is apparently burning down. My dad turned the conversation from the Masters to that. Can't we talk golf? Yes, we're talking golf and Game of Thrones. And, Kate, you know, if you've listened to this show throughout the day, you know we even talked about Paris today.
We did.
And the Cathedral of Notre Dame several times. It's a shockingly amazing story. Sad. But anyway, 513, Craig, I'm with you. Not to waste hours and hours of my life watching Dungeons & Dragons. Game of Thrones is the downfall of the nerds. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line three. Chad in Naples. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good,
Chad. 6 here.
Yep.
First of all, Game of Thrones, you guys have gotten me to start watching Game of Thrones.
From the beginning, right, Chad? From the beginning.
What is it?
You started from the beginning, right? You didn't just jump into season 7 Craig did.
Yeah, I'm starting it.
Good.
One episode one.
Good, good.
Let me know what happens.
Good man.
I will. On the Tiger thing, this is kind of going to be a little bit different perspective here. I've never been a Tiger fan. I'm the kind of guy that likes to root against Tiger.
Sure.
But I'd say sometimes we tune in to see the bad guy lose as much as we do to see the good guy
agreed.
Win.
Yeah. Agreed. And that's why the casual fan who says they didn't watch is lying. They watched.
Right. Exactly. For me, this, like I said, this is a different perspective. I have bipolar disorder, and I'm big into mental health awareness and education, and mm-hmm. I've had my own struggles with addiction itself.
Yeah.
So even not being a Tiger fan, this has pulled me in to respect him so much more. And seeing how he has overcome all of his issues, and now he's essentially back on top right now, however long that'll last.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to say from a different perspective, and not being a Tiger fan, from that sense, it's got me watching again. I haven't watched for years, and I can't help but to respect the guy and the way he's pushed all that aside and fought through it. And he's an inspiration not just for kids, but for adults who may be going through some of the same things.
Absolutely.
Well, that's
thank
an awesome
you,
Chad. Call.
And
thank
that's a
you.
Perfect example
for
why,
your story.
Why we say, you know, why? How does Tiger mm-hmm. move the needle? He is the needle.
He is the needle.
He is the needle.
There's no athlete on the planet. There's not. Tell me an athlete in any sport that can move the needle like he does.
Yeah.
Seriously, can you come up with anybody else but him?
No. No sport.
Really, in the last 25, 30 years, tell me somebody in the last 25, 30 years that can move the needle. In a sporting event like he can.
Michael Jordan did for me. I love to hate him. Being a Pistons fan, but I watched everything he did. I thought but he's the only one I can have a conversation about.
But I still
about.
Don't think he may have gotten the casual basketball fan to watch, but he didn't get the casual basketball fan at a young age. He wasn't the sole reason why you started to play. I think Tiger Woods changed the culture of a sport single-handedly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, another female perspective on Tiger. This will be great. Jill in Naples, thanks for calling. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Love Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. I want to thank you so much for making my ride home every day fantastic.
Well, thank you
for
very
joining
much.
Us. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you guys not throwing out too many spoilers. I have not been able to watch last night's episode yet,
okay.
So I appreciate
good.
I keep
a good thing you were at work earlier.
but I do. I have always follow Tiger, and I lived up in Orlando when all that stuff went down way back
Jupiter,
when, and, you know, I came from a very tumultuous marriage right around the same time, and I've since also, just like Chad shared, had my own issues with addiction and those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
but I've always rooted for him for that reason, because there's always an underlying issue. And I think that for the most part, America, maybe even internationally, they've all realized, you know, we all are broken in our own little way or big way, or we have a family member that's somehow been broken and, you know, came back. And, you know, that's where I think a lot of people right now are able to look at him and say, you know what? He's human. He's not just fallen and gotten back up, but he fell and then fell some more. And now he's come back up, but he's done it with dignity and grace this time.
And so, Jill, you're so dead on. And not only that, Jill, and stay on line, But you just, not only did you describe Tiger, you just described Jon Snow, didn't you?
Oh, geez.
Oh, I did. He's so amazing. Oh, God.
See? You pulled Jill into this nerd fest conversation. Oh, my God.
Well, it's very similar. You can make the parallel there.
Oh, you sure could. You know what? I'm going to go write about that tonight, and I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man.
Awesome, Jill.
All right. Thanks, Jill. Appreciate you calling.
Thanks for all the kind words, Jill.
All right.
See? It all circles back to GOT.
I guess. 239-337 ESPN. Let's go to line one. Dan in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Dan.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Fantastic.
How are you doing?
Good. Coming on this Game of Thrones talk that you guys have been going on with.
Yes, sir.
And when I hear it, it sounds like you guys are talking about the Real Housewives.
Oh, no. God, no.
And
Craig watches that show.
No, I don't.
Meaning, yeah, it's a fad, just like The Sopranos were, just like, you know, a lot of movies in our generations and shows that have gone on. I've watched maybe 20, 30 minutes of it, and I'm with Craig. I don't see the, what's to do about.
You can't just watch 20 minutes. Did you watch Breaking Bad when it was out, Dan?
No, I didn't.
All right, how about Dead Man Walking?
No, I don't believe in zombies.
See,
but it's entertainment.
No, Dan and I have other things to do to get wrapped up.
Why wouldn't you watch Breaking Bad?
I never crossed my radar.
I don't know. To be quite honest, I haven't. I got rid of cable, I don't know, probably 5 years ago, 2 years ago. I started my own business.
All right.
Oh, see, he started his own business. He's working 80 hours a day.
Well, what do you, if you have, when you do watch anything outside of sports, what do you like to watch?
I watch male soap operas. I watch fake wrestling.
all right, that's fine. But besides that, what's your go to for entertainment or TV? Any particular show at all? Movie, yeah. TV show, anything?
No, I don't get into really any of the TV shows anymore. Since I started my own business, and even before that, I spent a lot of time researching what I do to try to make my life a little better.
Yeah.
So as far as putting a special hour or more aside, my go to is to put on any one of the Marvel movies. That's my go to because
that's acceptable by Pete.
That's acceptable by me.
Things like that. So I mean, it's
Dan. I'm telling you, if you like the Marvel movies and you give Game of Thrones a chance, just watch the first three episodes. You watch the first three episodes back to back to back. If you don't want to watch it after that, then I'll accept it. But I'm telling you, you got to give it a chance. More than 30 minutes.
I did see the first episode or one episode of the little short guy when I guess he became
Peter Dinklage.
King and the young little boy king ate something and died.
That was Joffrey. That was the first son from Jaime and Cersei.
Dan, what kind of business you run?
I run an electrical business. I met you guys when you guys were at Bow Campers a while back.
Okay,
you guys some memorabilia.
Oh, great. We got it right here in the studio.
Were you the one that brought us the rugby football?
I brought you guys the football signed by the old...
We got it right here in the studio.
Yeah, it's sitting right here in the studio with us to this day. Thank you very much.
No problem at all, guys.
All right, Dan, thanks.
But yeah, it's just, I appreciate you guys so much. I listen to you guys every day, and I get a kick out of it, and it's... gives a little bit of break from the normal sports, or talking about the same thing every segment over and over again. Yeah. So I truly appreciate it because it brings a lot of joy to my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate
that. Thank you so
much.
Very kind of you. Very, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
239-337 ESPN. Oh, Faith is going to hammer me. I can feel it coming.
Please, Faith.
Go ahead.
Faith, I have faith in you. Because Craig has no faith in Game of Thrones.
She was getting me on the text line earlier today. Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
A lot of things.
Maybe. Clearly.
Maybe.
I mean, one of the greatest lines was Sansa last night. Oh. What a dragon be.
Oh.
Dan, whatever they want.
Yep. That was fantastic.
You know what? I will give you that. I will give you that.
Did you see her face after Daenerys said that to her?
Oh, absolutely.
Who do you think's going to die worse? Right? The Cersei
between them is going to be amazing.
Oh, they are going to fight, but in the end, I think Cersei's going to get eaten by the dragon, not breathed on. I think she's going to get, like Jurassic Park, picked up, snapped in half. It's going to be incredibly violent when she goes.
I got to tell you this. Those dragons look a little prickly. Like, if you sit on the wrong way, you could get castrated on those things.
No. What'd you think of that scene when John looked at Drogon, looked at him when he was making out with
and she's like, don't
Daenerys.
Be afraid.
Yeah.
And he's just, I would be like, I'm sorry. Giant dragons are staring me down as I kiss their mom. Perhaps not.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Freya.
And then when he got on the ride, and she's like, what if they don't want me to ride? And she's like, you'll know.
Yeah, you'll know.
How about when they landed, Faith, and he says, you've just taken all the fun out of riding a horse again, or something like that. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, riding a horse for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. something bad's...
out who he really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about when Daenerys...
Like,
how about
I just kissed my aunt.
How about when Daenerys told Sam about killing the father and the brother?
Oh, she was like, oh, you haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dead.
I mean, that scene,
he's going to be dead too.
That
you watch.
Scene is incredibly powerful.
I'm calling it.
When she has them executed, because they could have lived. All they had to do was they just could have swallowed their pride.
Something bad's going to happen to Jon Snow and that Blondie Queen chick. I'm telling you, something bad's going to happen. They're related. They're doing each other. It's not right. Something's bad.
I mean, to be fair, Jaime and Cersei were doing each other.
They're still doing it.
Happened with Joffrey, and Joffrey deserves every single ounce of it.
I hated that kid. He was a good actor, obviously. When you can hate somebody that much through the TV, you know the kid's doing his job. But yeah, he was the first one. And we never found out he got poisoned until the season. Well, he officially didn't. They didn't find out until later on.
It'll probably take
season
him seven episodes to get to it. The plot was moving
last
night.
At the end of season
it's
seven,
like
which you never
watched.
It
took forever.
All right, Faith. Thanks a lot.
All right, Faith. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.
Talk to you next week. Oh, no, this week later on, but actually, no, we are absolutely going to have Game of Thrones talk every week and get used to it.
Well, no, I'm done. I'm not watching another episode.
I'm done.
Then I'll just turn off my mic. I'll sit back and I'll put my feet up. 239-337 ESPN is the number. Ron in Fort Myers, what's going on?
Hey, Ron.
Hey guys! What a great show!
Thank
great
you.
Show today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Picture this, and all the Tiger, you know, pundits can say whatever, but picture this. I'm sitting in the recliner Saturday, my 3-year-old grandson on my lap, and he's yelling at the TV, "Go, Tiger!
Yeah,
it's in the hole!"
he didn't say, "You the man?"
No, we haven't got there yet.
All right.
But you know, you just can't imagine, unless you've been there like I was Saturday for the first time with my first grandchild, just the feeling of them not even understanding what this guy has been through. But their understanding of what he's doing now.
Yeah. Well, how about
all these people that complain that they don't think he should be this or that or the other? I dare one of them to stand up and go, "I've been perfect my whole life."
I agree.
Yeah.
I have never done anything, and I'm the greatest thing next to you know what.
Yeah.
All right.
Slice bread.
Impossible.
Hey, but how great is it? How great is it? You're sharing that moment with your grandson, and then you know they show the pictures of Tiger hugging his dad, and now he's hugging his own kid. Wow. I mean, that's incredible.
And that was Saturday. We were watching it Sunday because they changed the time of the tournament.
Yeah.
I actually had to watch Tiger play Sunday while I'm at my grandson's first T-ball practice.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So I'm sitting in the stands watching the telephone, you know.
Yeah, Masters.com did a great job. Of course, we had it on the radio station here at 99.3 ESPN, the radio version.
Well, I was over on the East Coast, so I didn't have much of
No, absolutely.
Voice,
I had it on. Look, I had it on and I was playing early in the morning, and I had it on Masters.com so I could watch it. Yeah.
As far as Game of Thrones goes, it was okay, the show last night. My wife and I waited a long time. We binged it this year in about 2 months. We binged all the episodes, all seasons.
Nice.
But then I heard you say something I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was 105 minutes long.
Yes.
Or no, hour five.
Hour and 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, whoa, I must have really missed a lot. But I'll tell you, if you want to improve your sex life, that is definitely a show to watch.
Wow.
I agree. It has its moments. They don't show very much. They show a lot, but it's in very short segments. It's not
they should be showing that show at all these ED clinics you guys advertise on your radio.
You're right.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thanks.
Good stuff.
Scene did not do anything for me. It was fake. Fake acting.
Oh, please. It was absolutely fantastic. Everything was real and spectacular about that entire scene. Everything.
Yeah, three naked genuine, women just jump on you at all times.
Absolutely.
That's real. Let's see here. 941. Yes, do us a favor, Craig, and just leave the room for GOT talk. Pete, have you read any of the books?
I don't read books anymore. I freely admit I should. I don't have time. But you know what? I should because
Are the Game of Thrones books out? I've never seen them. Are they out?
Of course they're out. The whole series is based. They're past the series is past the books.
So, I was going to say, so I can read a book and get a spoiler on season 8? Or no?
No.
Okay.
I believe it ended in about season 5.
All right.
You better get into it because we got the prequels to talk about as well.
Good Lord.
Next year.
You're killing me. JR in Fort Myers, you're on with Shima the Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great show. Yeah,
thanks.
I'm actually the guy who gave you the rugby ball at Burns.
Oh, well, okay. Okay, our other caller gave us the other ball. Okay. Gotcha. Thanks,
love
man.
Love that.
Gotcha.
Thanks, JR.
No, I saw Tiger yesterday and Game of Thrones last night. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
Mm-hmm.
Read all the books and still waiting for the next book to come out. But I thought the episode was awesome.
What was a bigger event? What was more awesome, Game of Thrones or Tiger wrapping it up?
Tough one.
That's our poll question, our Twin Peaks Twitter poll question today, which we'll update shortly.
All right, I'm going to have to say, I think for me personally, it was Game of Thrones. I thought Game of Thrones was just a bigger event.
Yeah,
it's my wife made fun of me for watching both of them.
Yeah,
I got her into Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
because she was when we first started dating. She was like, "What are you reading?" And I told her it was a fantasy book about dragons. She just laughed at me.
Wow.
And so then yesterday I was watching Tiger. I said, "Babe, this is history. It's going to be history."
Yeah,
and she just laughed at me. Took the baby out. And
that's hilarious. All right, my man. Hey, thanks again for the rugby football. We got it right here, but thanks. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
We're going to have all these other guys hang on. John, Chris,
all right, everybody,
Scott.
Hang on. John, Chris, Scott, hang on the line. We got another line available, 239-337 ESPN. It's Tiger Woods and Game of Thrones talk the rest of the way. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook Live. Like us. Share us with your friends. You can also check us out on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. We got our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. We'll update that before we leave the airwaves as well. Also, a reminder, tomorrow night, Pete and I, it's our poker night, the third Tuesday every month out at the Naples-Fort Myers Dog Track, 7 o'clock. Come join us. Get a $100 bounty if you knock us out and have some fun.
Yep. Also, I want to thank everybody who came out Friday night down at the Foxborough Sports Tavern in Naples. Met people I haven't seen in a very long time that happened to be in Naples and from the South Shore in Mass, where I lived for a little bit. It was great seeing them and some new friends and a lot of compliments about the show, Craig. A lot of people said to say hello to you and Chris. It was beautiful.
That's great. All right, let's go back to the phones. Tiger and Game of Thrones leading the way today. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Chris in Naples, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Boy, gentlemen, love the show. Calling every once in a while. You guys are great.
Thanks.
You just said something, Craig, the last segment right before you went to break about being fake acting. And I wanted to know where fake acting ranked up there along with saying you were going to have a drink if it's an Amaretto sour.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, just for the
very
record,
good point.
I'm normally a Coors Light. Oh, he dropped the mic on me, man. He just hung up the phone.
Why not?
Just one day I was in the mood for an Amaretto Sour. Just one day.
I was too when I was 17.
And our listeners are not letting me forget it. Oh.
It's not a bad drink to have one. I remember.
It's very nice.
972, I grew up in Mississippi and left 7 years ago. I was just brought back when Pete said the word she got pregnant by her brother.
Somebody else said that. Somebody at work walked in their office and they were listening and they heard you say that as well. Yeah, that's what goes on at Game of Thrones. Scott in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good.
Can I do three quick things real
quick? Yeah, absolutely. Go.
First one is irritating golf fans. It happens all the time at every turn. But how do you get access to the Masters? And like, the situation is like a par 5, 562 yards, Tiger tees off. You automatically hear somebody say, get in the hole!
Impossible. Yeah, exactly.
I hate that. And how, all right, number two, how about Jim Nantz? I mean, not like it's not deserved, because he's awesome, but what a gig. He gets to do the Final Four and then turn around and go and do the Masters. How nice is that?
It's great.
It's the greatest 10 days of being a broadcaster ever.
Yeah.
I would say. And then, I mean, I don't know if you – I had to get away from the radio for about an hour, so I don't know if you guys touched on this, but, I mean, it's amazing to think about Tiger. Like it was probably about 3 years ago where he was just a wreck on the golf course, where he would be like 25 yards out in a little pitch. He couldn't even get it up to the green. I mean, it was like watching me golf.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the three quick hot takes there, Chris.
Absolutely. But
I told the story earlier how, you know, the Masters dinner, he couldn't even walk. He couldn't get out of bed. He thought it was over. But to what I think Scott is thinking about, there was a charity event. And Tiger had a 9-iron. It was in front of a bunch of people, and he tried to chip it under the hole, and it went into the water. And he kind of laughed and chuckled. I got to warm up. And then all of a sudden, the MC, Mr. Broadcaster, goes, "Hey, Tiger!" And he throws another golf ball up here. Try it again. Yeah, and you can see Tiger just going, "Oh my God, I can't put another one in the water." but you're right. He was that bad at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes this story so great, the comeback. I mean, look, Tiger was moving the needle before anyway. But to cap it off, to finally get the big one, the Masters, his favorite, his fifth, after 14 years since his last one and 11 years since his previous major, that's just one of the greatest sports stories of all time. It's one of the greatest human stories of all time. And it was very enjoyable.
It was. I definitely got caught up in the moment. There's no doubt about it. I teared up. I told you before, during, and after. It was just, and we all know, I respect everybody's opinion about, some of you can't get past his past, not to sound redundant, and I get that. But all I'm saying is, I it was inspiring what has happened. I think the guy has matured. I think he's on a different path right now. Not excusing him for anything he did in the past, but I'm looking ahead here, and what he did over the weekend and the way he captured the imagination of the entire planet, besides Game of Thrones, the entire planet was watching him. You name me another person in the last 30 years that could do that. A planet.
Yeah.
Not a sport, a planet.
Yeah.
And they were. And when he is in contention, the world is watching, and it's, I'll tell you, Muhammad Ali maybe, and not many others. A particular event.
It's got the charisma, the intrigue, and the talent to go with it. Roses in Bedroom guy texting in, what were the ratings for this year's Masters? I saw, and keep in mind, CBS was not happy about having to move it up 6 hours earlier. They much would have rather had the Tiger drama take place at like 6 and 7 o'clock last night and go into 60 minutes. They did do the encore. As soon as it was over, they started playing it over again. So they did it all day. They said goodbye to their political Sunday morning talking hack shows and all that stuff. But the last I saw, it did about a 21 share. That means one in five TVs across America were watching it around 9:30 Eastern through noon yesterday. And I saw that the Fort Myers market was the fourth most watched in the entire country. That I know. I'm sure more details will come out before tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Last year, I think, was the number one market. But the top five is still very, very impressive, which, you know, it's to be expected down here. I mean, it's just beautiful golf down here. Most people play that I know.
Yep. 239 says it still doesn't replace the $9 million he gave Phil. Actually, he didn't give it to him out of his own pocket. That was sponsor money on that Thanksgiving Day thing. Oh, did you see that? I got to find this again. Phil Mickelson, while driving up to Magnolia Drive over the weekend, is videotaping. He's taping himself on his phone.
Yeah.
Talking about no action today. I think he was paired with Kuchar. The guy that stiffed his caddy in Mexico.
Yeah.
He goes, "Yeah, there's going to be no action today. First of all, I'm playing with Kuchar, and if I were to win, I would probably only see about 0.6% of that ever come back to me. So I'm not going to bet with him today." That's pretty good.
GOT Road Rage guy says, "Never watched golf, but I watched all Sunday morning till Tiger finished." And I think he speaks for millions. millions around the world that would not be watching but did watch because Tiger was in it to the end and then won it.
Yeah,
historically.
No doubt. Paratrooper. And by the way, GOT Road Rage guy, we named him earlier today because he said he was having road rage listening to me talk about Game of Thrones. So that's his nickname from 239. Paratrooper, did you guys like the double tease? I did. What? Is he talking about how they doubled up on Sunday to... I don't know what that
was. Oh, you mean because they showed it back-to-back? Or double...
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Double tease.
Two things happened that were unusual. First of all, they started half the group off on 10.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, obviously they're not going to put the good players there because you don't want the winner. You want the traditional walk-up 18.
Yeah.
And then they were obviously threesomes instead of pairs, but maybe that's what he's referring to. I'm not exactly sure. So
I think the double tease, that's what he meant. I think he means like that 1 and 10. Yeah. They started on. Yeah, it was odd for that to happen.
Yep, very odd. But they had to do what they had to do to get it in. And then I don't know if they ever did have the inclement weather afterward. Maybe they did. Well, I guess they did.
Well, Chris's plane got delayed.
Yeah, but that wasn't Atlanta weather. That was New York weather and the approaching plane that he needed from New York.
It seemed like storms were coming in. I mean, it did rain. It came down pretty hard at one point.
Yeah.
You know, I think Tiger was on, what, 14?
Yeah.
Or 15 around there. It came down for about 10, 15 minutes, and it stopped. And
by the time he got to 16, he almost had
I thought it was
going to
get called. It was coming down pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, they'll only call it if there's lightning. They'll play in the rain.
Yeah, but they will. I mean, if it's coming down that hard and the green starts to flood and everything else, then that could be an issue. But, yeah, I never saw lightning.
All right. So, I mean, pretty entertaining day, no doubt about it, yesterday. 239-337-ESPN. Let's go to Jason. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd from the Cape. Jason, what's up?
Hey, man. Listen, everybody – first of all, let me just say I'm a huge Tiger fan.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the win. I enjoy the pomp and circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I liken him to Michael Phelps. I'm not a swimmer. Listen, I'm about 400 pounds. I'm very buoyant in the water,
uh-huh.
so I'm not really sure if I'm going to be a swimmer. But when Michael Phelps got in the water, I stopped.
You watched.
I think everybody stopped.
Yep.
I think everybody wanted to see what he was going to do. So I liken him to Tiger Woods. I mean, Tiger being 43, I'm 43 myself, comes back and just does what Tiger does, man.
Yeah.
He made the golf world, the sports world stop on Sunday.
Yeah,
Saturday,
I did.
Even. It was his moving day and he did what he had to do. And you know what? Thank God for Tiger. Thank God for Michael Phelps. Thank God for sports, man.
Yeah.
You know, it brings people who don't have any dog in the fight to the fight.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, did you see Michael Phelps there on following Tiger?
I did not.
There was a great shot. Was it on 15?
Yeah,
he was teeing off of 15, and there was Michael Phelps behind the ropes right over his shoulder cheering him on.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. But, I just there becomes some transcendent sport athletes that, like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
You know, Ronda Rousey in MMA, she did that. Michael Phelps did that. Tiger Woods does it. I mean, Jackie Robinson Day today for all of baseball fans. You know, there's good people. There's good sports people in this world. And I'm glad to be a part of it, man.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, well, and we're glad you're part of the show. Thanks for calling, Jason. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Boston Marathon, the anniversary of the bombing 6 years ago, the day that the Titanic sank, the day Lincoln died, Jackie Robinson made his debut, and Notre Dame Cathedral was burning. And now my understanding is the fire is almost out. The two towers are safe, so that they said, and one firefighter is seriously hurt. But.
Wow.
I think it's almost out.
They literally built a
story.
Scaffolding so they could get up and put a water on it there. Yeah, bad day. And it's tax day. Your taxes are due today if you haven't done them yet, by the way. It's the 15th. Sorry. When we come back, we'll update you on our Twin Peaks Twitter polls. We got what you got. It's next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. We'll go get one of those frosty 29-degree beers and a 22-ounce man-size mug. And wall-to-wall TVs to watch your sport of choice. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this date, April 15th, well, Pete just gave you a pretty good list last segment. And again, today is Jackie Robinson Day around Major League Baseball, breaking the color barrier. 80 years of segregation in the sport. It's number 42 is retired. But that all happened on this day, April 15th, 1947. It was the opening day for his Brooklyn Dodgers. Yeah, they actually didn't open the season until mid-April back then, back in the day. Also on this day in history, in 1910, William H. Taft, the president, the first U.S. president to throw out a first pitch at a baseball game. How about that? 109 years ago today. Almost said tonight, but they played day baseball. They didn't have lights back then. So there you go.
Wow.
All right. That's what I got. Pete Shepard, what you got? We're going to update our Twin Peaks Twitter polls, by the way.
Yes, that's okay. What I'm going to do. Good call. Good call.
We had three good questions today up there. Kind of curious to see how they all pan out.
Yep. All right, so first off, we had, at 99.3 ESPN, did you cry when CBS played Tiger hugging Earl after his 1987 Masters win? Over 500 votes, 78% said no.
Cold!
Lying! Lying and laughing. 22% said yes. Big event in your household yesterday, final round at Augusta, Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 1. 74% said final round at Augusta.
All right. Those are my people.
Okay. That's acceptable. Most surprising thing on Sunday, Tiger winning. This is after everything was said and done on Sunday night. Tiger winning. Rays have the best record in baseball. The Tampa Bay Lightning down 3-0. 57% said Lightning down 3-0. The biggest surprise. Tiger in second, 38% in wins. 38%. And then Tampa Bay with the best record in baseball at 5%.
All right. Very good. Very interesting numbers for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we have tonight? We have baseball tonight or what? Red Sox
play. The Red Sox humiliated themselves today.
Oh, that's right. They already played today.
8-1. They got humiliated. So we got anything else tonight, Logan?
Might be a free night. No? Nothing going on tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Will be interesting. Spain and Fitz is coming up next, presumably. And I presume that Sarah will talk about her interesting take on not being emotional. Watching Tiger Woods.
Well, she was more offended. She's like, just don't tell me I have to be emotional about it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I need to cry or I'm not human. That was her overall point,
gotcha.
Which I respect that.
Yeah, I respect her. We spent a good amount of time talking
it's
about
like
it.
It's like telling you that we hate you because you don't watch Game of Thrones.
You do say that. You guys do say that.
I do say it, and you sort of mean it.
And it hurts.
It should hurt.
I'm human.
In your way.
In my way. And I did do homework for the show.
No, you didn't.
And I watched last night's episode.
It's just like going to get Cliff Notes and not reading the book.
Hey.
Sometimes what does that get works. You? You know what it gets you? Not even a C-.
It gets you about a B-.
You got a D. As in do over. Like, go back and watch at least season one.
Wrong,
particularly,
sir.
At least season one, episode 1, 2, and 3.
Now, this Game of Thrones Nerd Fest, is this every week now? Or is it every month?
It's every week.
Okay. For what, 8 weeks? It's a shorter season, right?
Yeah. 5 or 6 episodes are going to be, the rest of them are going to be an hour, hour and a half, I believe. Last night was very short.
They're longer? Oh, my God.
It's going to be longer.
It seemed like 2 hours. The plot just didn't move.
It needed more.
Yeah, it needed more.
But I might go back and after the Bruins hopefully beat Toronto tonight, I want to go back and watch it again.
Really?
Just to make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah.
Do you watch with closed captions?
Yes, always. On that show, yes. Yes, there's too much background noise, and the characters' names sometimes that you hear in the background, you don't see them come up. It makes all the difference in the world. On some shows, I do. I am that guy. I'm the CC guy now. I think a lot of people are, because you miss too much of a particular show with the background noise.
I watch it with my SAP button hit.
Oh, God.
Watching Espanol.
Adios, muchacho.
Just to make it interesting. I'll bone up on my Spanish.
God.
All right, that should do it. Spain and Fitz coming up the top.
Chris will be back tomorrow.
I want to thank Logan and Robbie for sitting
great
in
job, boys.
Admirably today. Thank you very much. That should do us for them. For Chris, who was here for an hour and then got tired, he'll be back tomorrow. For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome.
No,
winter is not coming. I'm going to live in the South, not the North.
You're dispatched to
God bless America, everybody. Good night.